Actually, Patrick, whatever you say, I will still respond. So.
無論你講咩, 我都會答你的。
I'm glad to be here to share God's word.
很開心能夠在這裡跟大家分享神的話。
If I were to ask you, those of you who are Christians for a while, you've attended many Christians' weddings.
如果當中有很多基督徒，你都曾經去過一啲嘅基督徒嘅婚禮。
If I were to ask you what is the most famous, most used passage in a Christian wedding, what do you say it is?
如果我話俾你聽，通常婚禮會用嘅經文係咩經文咧？
Anyone? 1 Corinthians 13, right?
就係哥林多前書13章。
So let's read that together.
讓我哋一齊嚟讀啊！
Sorry, I forgot to read from the beginning. Sorry, let's go from the beginning.
我再讀一次啊, 我忘記了從頭開始。
All right, so thank you for reading. What a beautiful passage. There's a reason why many couples chose this passage for their wedding.
所以很多的新婚夫妇都用这一段的经文来做他们结婚的典礼之用。
But today, what I would like to do in the sermon today is this.
但是今天我在今天的信息里面，我用这一段的经文。
Without taking any power from this passage from the Apostle Paul.
我们没有拿走保罗在这段经文里面那么大有能力的经文。I
would like to help you to see that the greatest love chapter in the Bible actually is not in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我想告诉大家，其实讲到爱最伟大的经文并不是在哥林多前书13章。
The greatest love chapter actually is in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 21.
最偉大關於愛的經文其實在約翰一書第4章第7節到13節。
The word love or loving was used 27 times in 1 John chapter 4.
在這段經文裡面,愛這個字是用了
27節。 Not because it's used a lot, therefore it makes it a great chapter. The Apostle John, by the end of his letter to the Christians, made a case that we as believers must love one another.
保罗在这段经文里面，让我们知道为什么基督徒要彼此相爱。
By the time the Apostle John wrote this letter, he was the last a living apostle.
当约翰写这卷书的时候，他其实是最后一个未殉道的信徒。
He was at his advanced age, living in the island of Patmos.
他已经是老人家住在一个小岛里面。
And he had repeated this command, loving one another, 4 or 5 times in a letter.
他在信里面4、5次地说我们要彼此相爱。
He did it so many times, not because he was an old man that forgot what he just wrote.
他之所以这样做，不是因为他年纪大，忘记了自己写什么。
He wrote it so many times because it is an important, essential element in a Christian life.
他写之所以写这么多次，因为这个是基督徒生命里面必须要的元素。
Right off from the beginning, 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, he gave us a command.
在约翰一书第4章一开始的时候，他给我们一个命令。
He said, let us love one another.
他讲到让我们彼此相爱。
We all know as Christians we should love one another.
我们作为基督徒都知道我们要彼此相爱。
We know in our head that we must love one another.
在我们的头脑上面，我们知道我们一定要彼此相爱。
Especially after last week during Easter, we are reminded that Christ has loved us.
特别在上个礼拜复活节的时候，我们被提醒耶稣爱我们。
As I was praying about sharing with you the message from the Bible today,
当我为今日的信息去祷告的时候，
the reason why I want to share with you why we must love one another,
为什么我要跟大家分享彼此相爱这个题目呢？
It's because many times after Easter, we're thinking just about our own salvation.
因为很多时候复活节之后，我都会想到我们自己的救赎。
We forgot to think about after Easter, what must we do as believers?
但是当复活节之后, 我们很多时候忘记了作为信徒, 我们应该怎么做?
And so John wrote in this letter several times that we must love one another.
所以约翰在这里一而再再而三提醒我们信徒要彼此相爱。
He is reminding us one really important point.
他提醒我们一个很重要的一点。
That there is no inner love for God but without outward love toward one another.
如果我们没有彼此相爱,
when we say we love God, we cannot just say we love God but not love other people.
当我们讲到我们爱神, 但是我们不可以讲我们爱神而不爱我们身边的弟兄姊妹,
because many times when we love one another,
因为很多时候当我们彼此相爱的时候,
we might love one another for the wrong reason.
很多时候我们会用错误的原因去爱对方。
We might love them because they are lovable.
可能因为他可爱, 所以我们爱他们。
You might love them because you have to love them because they're your family.
你要爱他们, 因为你一定要爱他们, 因为我们在一个家里面。
And there can be many reasons why we ought to love one another.
有很多的原因让我们要彼此相爱。
But in 1 John chapter 4, he gave us three reasons why we must love one another as believers.
但是作为信徒, 约翰一书四章里面, 约翰告诉我们有三个原因为什么我们要彼此相爱。
Here's the first reason.
第一个原因,
the first reason is that there is a theological reason why we must love one another.
第一个原因是, 神学上面的原因为什么我们要彼此相爱。
We must love one another because God is love.
我们一定要彼此相爱, 因为神就是爱。
I think many times when we look at the word theology or theological, we immediately thought,
很多时候当我们看到神学或者神学性的东西, 我们立刻就想到,
only pastors think about theology.
只是牧师会想神学的东西,
or you are some scholar into the Bible that you think about theology.
可能是圣经的学者, 你会想圣, 神学上面的东西,
but actually every one of us sitting here has a theology.
但是我们其实坐在这里, 每一个人都有你的神学,
because theology is how we think of what we believe about God.
神学就是说我们怎么想, 我们所相信的神是怎样的神。
A non-believer has a theology.
就算是不是信徒, 他都有他的神学。
Because their theology tells them that there is no God.
他们的神学告诉他们, 这个世界没有神。
Satan has a theology.
撒旦都有他的神学。
Satan's theology is that God is not his God, but everybody else's God.
但是撒旦的神学就说, 神不是他的神, 只是其他人的神。
So we must love one another because our theology must be consistent with what the Bible says about God.
所以我们要彼此相爱, 因为我们的神学必须要和圣经一致。
And what does God, what does the Bible say about God?
圣经怎么讲及神呢?
1 John chapter 4 says this.
约翰一书这样提到,
let's read that together.
让我们一起读第七节开始。
Two things there we see about God. God is the source of our love. Any measure of love comes ultimately from God. And why is the source from God? Because the second part says, God is love.
因为经文的下半节讲到神就是爱。
God is love. Everything he does is out of love.
神就是爱, 他所做的任何东西都是因为爱。
It doesn't necessarily mean the other way is true, that love is God.
但不是等于爱就是等于神。
God is love doesn't mean love is God.
神是爱, 不等于爱是神。
Because many people in this world, in the name of love, things that love can overcome all things. Because if I love, in the world we say, if we love someone, we'll let them do whatever that they want. But love is who we, who God, is a part of who God is. But God's love doesn't contradict his justice. God's love doesn't contradict his holiness.
神的爱不会跟他的圣洁有冲突。
If God is love,
如果神是爱,
if that is what you believe that who God is,
如果这个是你所相信的神,
then our lives must reflect who God is.
我们的生命就必须要反映出神是谁。
Because John says this.
因为约翰这么说,
because John says in verse 9, It says that everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. And the one who does not love does not know God because God is love.
神差他的独生子来。
Sorry, verse.
活系第八节。啊，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
How do you know that you know God?
你点样知道你系咪认识神呢？
How do you know that you really believe God?
你怎样知道你是不是真的相信神呢?
The Apostle John said that how you lived your life tells you whether you know God.
约翰告诉我们你怎样去生活就告诉周围的人你是不是相信神。
How you live with other people is an evidence whether you love God or not.
你怎样跟其他人相处正正就是你爱不爱神你相不相信神的一个明证。
Whether your theology is really according to the Bible,or from the world.
你的神学是真的根据圣经还是根据这个世界?
Because if you are saved by God through Jesus Christ,
如果你是被神耶稣基督而救赎的话,
you will love others.
你会爱其他人。
Like imagine if you have a water hose, if you have a garden, a backyard at home.
如果你有一个家里有个后院,
if the hose is connected to a water supply,
如果你那条水管是接住水喉的,
if you turn on the faucet,
如果你将佢关咗
，that hose will have water coming out。
如果你开咗水喉，嗰个水管就会有水流出嚟。
If you see a wire, electric wire。
如果你睇到个电线
，if it's connected to the power source。
如果佢系连于电源嘅话
，that wire will conduct electricity。
咁呢个嘅电线就会带出电力。
If a tree branch is connected to the trunk，
如果一个树系连于树干嘅。
And that tree will flow sap out and nutrients to the tree leaves.
咁佢就会成长又有新嘅叶出嚟。
Now in the same way,
同样
，if you and I are connected to the Father,
如果你同我与上帝父神连接。
And last week we were reminded that we've been saved by Jesus Christ's death on the cross.
上个礼拜我哋被提醒，我哋之所以被救赎，因为耶稣基督喺十架上边为我哋死。
And we have the Holy Spirit living in us.
如果我哋有圣灵内住。
What do you think will come out of our lives if that is true?
你想想我们的生命会流露出什么呢?
If you cut off a Christian, it should always bleed Christ's love.
所以如果你是一个基督徒的话，你应该不断的有基督的爱从你心里面流出来。
Because that is a natural part of who you are. That is because that's who God is.
因为这个是你自己，是你的自己，因为这个就是神就是爱。
But what kind of love are we talking about here?
但是我们讲的什么爱呢?
Even gangs show a lot of love. How do you pronounce it? There you go.
Just 算是一些黑道中人都会有爱的。
Because people in a gang show a whole lot of love to one another, a lot of loyalty to one another.
因为呢在帮派里面他们彼此相爱而都非常忠心的对对方。
But John reminds us what kind of love God has shown us.
但是这里告诉我们神的爱究竟是怎样的爱。
Here's verse 9.
第九节。
Let's read that together.
让我们一起来读。细实。使我们藉着他得胜，神爱我们的心就在此向我们显明了。
God's love is not like the world's love.
神的爱同世界的爱有所分别。
God's love was shown, was acted upon us.
神的爱是会有行动的。
God did not just tell us He loves us, but He actually sent His Son on earth to die for us.
神不只是讲他爱我们，他真的差遣他的耶稣基督死在十字架上面。
There are three things we see John reminded us about his love.
有三样东西神约翰提醒我们神的爱。
Verse 10 says this.
第十节这么说。
Let's read that together again.
让我们再一次读。乃是神爱我们。
There are three things we know about God's love for us.
在这里我们看到神对我们的爱有三个。
One is this.
有三样。
It's unconditional.
第一样东西是无条件的。
He doesn't love us because you and I are lovable.
他爱我们不是因为我们可爱。
In fact, Romans tells us, Paul tells us that he loves us while we were still sinners against him.
保罗提醒我们神爱我们当我们还作罪人的时候。
So God did not just show love to you because all of a sudden we turn our heart to love him back.
但是神爱我们不是突然之间我们会爱回神。
Even when we did not love God, God loved you and I.
虽然我们不爱神，神仍然爱你和爱我。
Not only is it unconditional.
It
is also self-sacrificing. Who did he sacrifice?
他犧牲了誰呢?
His only son.
他的獨生子.
Now many of you know that we have five sons at home now.
大家都知道我有五個兒子.
Now if you ask me which one do I want to sacrifice?
如果你問我希望犧牲邊一個兒子呢?
Which one do you think I would say?
你覺得我會犧牲邊個呢?
Hopefully I wouldn't say any of my sons, right?
我希望我不會講任何一個.
But yet God loves us so deeply that He sent His one and only Son for your sin and my sin.
但你神深愛我們，甚至愛到我們將祂的唯一的獨生愛子差遣到世上來，為你為我而死。
It is that deep of a love.
这一种这么有深度的爱。
And let me remind you again, it is not for his friends, for his own family, but it was for enemies like you and I.
你要记住，不是为他的朋友或者家人，而是为他的敌人，好似你同我一样。
Because ultimately, the third thing is this: not only unconditional self-sacrificing. Here is for the third part of God's love.
不单只是毫无条件，不单只是自我牺牲，这个是第三关于神嘅爱嘅特征。
It is other-centered.
这个是以别人为中心的。
It is not for his friends, it is ultimately for his enemies, for our sins that he died on the cross.
不是因为为了他的家人，而是为了他的敌人，而最后是为了我们的罪死在十字架上。
The reason why I share this point,
为什么我要跟大家分享这一点?
And actually, the reason why I think John wrote this point,
也是我想为什么约翰要这样写。
Is not because none of us understand this.
不是我们不明白这一点。
I think every one of us as believer, we know this by heart.
我相信每一个信徒都会从心里面明白这一点。
In fact, we spent the whole last weekend remembering these very core doctrines of our faith.
但事实上我们用了整个周末来提醒我们这种爱。
But here's the problem.
但这里有我们的问题。
We need to revisit this every single day.
我们每一天都需要重新思考这个问题。
We need to remember this good news about our lives.
我们必须要在我们的生命上常常记住这个好消息。
Because the moment we forget that God is love, that we've been loved by God,
但是因为哪一个时候我们忘记了我们是被神所爱的。
Then we will not love other people. There is a saying in American culture.
在美国的文化里面有一句这样的说话。
It said, hurt people, hurt people.
受伤害的人会去伤害别人。
I think there is the opposite of the truth is from the Bible.
但是圣经正正是相反。
Loved people, love people.
被爱的人会去爱其他的人。
We need to be loved by Jesus every single day.
我们需要每一天去被神所爱，被耶稣所爱。
No one ever graduates from this simple truth of God's love for us. Not I, not Pastor Chung, not any one of us.
没有一个人能够完全地在这个这么简单的爱的功课里面毕业。
So I want to encourage you.
所以我鼓励大家。
Every single day.
每一天。
Every time when you read the Bible,
每一次你打开圣经,
be reminded
记住,
that Jesus loves us,
耶稣爱我们,
even unto death on the cross,
甚至死在十字架上面,
and being separated from the Father
与父神分开,
until he was resurrected 3 days from
直到他第三日复活。
I kind of liken it this way.
我喜欢这样说,
usually on Easter, we think a lot about Christ's death and resurrection.
在复活节的时候,
but there can be a temptation that after that one weekend, for the next 51, we might forget about what Jesus had done.
但是呢,在以后, 51个礼拜里面,
just like many people celebrate love on Valentine's Day,
就好像很多人在情人节里面去庆祝爱情。
They do a whole lot of work, put together dinner, buy flowers for their wives.
你可以为你的太太预备晚餐，预备花。
And it is easy to forget the 364 days to show love to her.
其实其余的364天就不记得了怎么去爱你的太太。
And so I want to encourage you.
所以我在这里愿意鼓励大家,
never let a day go past without remembering what Christ has done for us.
不要让任何一天你忘记了神对你的爱。
Because that leads to the second reason why we must love one another.
因为这个是带动我们去第二点，为什么我们要彼此相爱。
The second reason John said we must love one another is because we need to reciprocate God's love.
约翰喺呢度讲到第二个原因，我哋要彼此相爱，就系我哋要回报神嘅爱。
Not only that, we have to love others because God is love, but we also must love one another because we need to return our love to God.
我哋爱彼此相爱，唔单止系因为神就是爱，第二个就系我哋必须要回报神对我哋嘅爱。
Let's read from 1 John again.
让我哋再一次读约翰一书第四章
，verse 11. That was
第十一节。
Let's read that together.
让我哋一齐读。
It's very surprising.
让我哋好惊讶嘅。
Follow me in this thinking.
请你哋跟住我呢个嘅思维。
God loves us.
神爱我哋。
It makes sense for us to love God.
让我哋觉得我哋应该系要爱翻神嘅。
Right? If God loves us, we should love who?
如果神爱我哋，我哋系咪应该要爱神呢
？We should love God.
我哋应该爱神。
But that is not what John said.
但是这个不是约翰所说的。
He said, if you know that God loves us, who did he say we should love?
约翰说，如果我们知道神爱我们，那我们应该爱谁呢？
One another, look around. We should love one another.
我们应该爱彼此相爱，看看对方，看看周围的人。
Was John so old that he miswrote?
是不是约翰太老了，乱写东西呢？
He said, if God loves us, obviously I should love God back.
如果神爱我们，很明显我们要爱回神。
But he told us to love one another.
但是他跟我们说，我们要彼此相爱。
Why?
为什么?
Because we know from Jesus' own word that we should love God with all of our heart, our soul, our strength.
因为从耶稣基督的说话里面，我们知道我们要尽心、尽性、尽意去爱我们的神。
That is the greatest commandment.
这个是最大的诫命。
And yet John...Somehow did not tell us to love God back, except he tells us to love one another.
但是约翰在这里没叫我们爱回神，却叫我们彼此相爱。
I believe the reason why John did not tell us to love God back.
我相信为什么约翰不会叫我们去爱回神呢？
It's not because he doesn't want us to love God back.
不是因为他不希望我们爱神。
It's because we cannot love God back without loving one another.
因为如果我们不爱弟兄姊妹，我们根本就不可以爱神。
There is nothing that God needs from you and I.
因为神根本不需要我们任何的东西。
God has everything.
神有所有的东西。
God is self-sufficient even without creating you and I in this world.
神是自我满足的，就算他没有创造这个世界，没有创造一切，他都可以满足的。
God doesn't need any love from you and I.
神不需要你和我的爱。
I didn't understand for a long time.
我一直都不是很明白这一点。
Until I become a parent.
直至我成为了父母。
So growing up, I would always want to do something for my parents.
在成长的过程里面，我成日都希望做一啲嘢为我嘅父母。
Some of you or all of you who are parents, you understand this.
大家为人父母嘅都会明白呢一点。
When your children ask you, "Mom, what do you want for your birthday?"
当你嘅细路仔问阿妈，你想要咩生日礼物啊？
Your answer is not listing out the things that you really want for your birthday.
你嘅答案唔会将所有你想要嘅生日礼物写出嚟。
You will just tell them, I just want you to be good.
你会讲话，我只是希望你好好地过日子。
I just want to be a good son.
我希望你是一个好的孩子。
Growing up, whenever I ask my parents that, that's always what their answer to me. I just want you to be a good boy.
我成长的里面，每一次我问我父母亲，他都会这样答我，我希望你成为一个好的孩子。
It gets really frustrating because I actually want to do something nice for my parents.
我觉得很困惑，因为我真的很想为他做一些事。
I always wonder why did they give me that answer?
我经常问，为什么他给我这样的答案我呢？
See, now that I become a parent, I realize why.
现在我成为父母了，我知道为什么。
Because whatever they buy, they're using my money.
因为无论他们买什么，他们都用我的钱。
I might as well just buy it for myself.
我不如自己买给自己就好了。
I don't need them to buy me anything.
我根本就不需要他们买些东西给我。
I need them to grow up.
我希望他们成长。
I need them to mature.
我希望他们成熟。
That's what I really want as a parent for my son, for all my sons.
这个就是作为父母，我希望我的子女，我的子这样成长。
When they do that, when they get along with one another and growing together, that's how I feel loved by my son.
当他们一起成长，彼此能够相处融洽的时候，这个就是我想要的东
西。I believe that's what John is saying here.
我相信约翰所讲的就是这一点。
You know how we can love God?
我们怎么可以去爱神呢？
God can buy whatever he wants.
神要乜嘢有乜嘢。
But God wants us to love one another.
但是神希望我们彼此相爱。
It is no surprise. It's not a surprise.
其实一点都不惊奇。
That after Jesus named the greatest commandment to love God with all that we have.
当耶稣基督讲完你要尽心尽性尽意爱你的神的时候。
Remember what was the second command?
有冇记得第二条嘅命令系乜嘢啊
？Love your neighbors as yourself。
爱你嘅邻舍如同你爱自己。
We need to love one another。
我哋需要彼此相爱。
That's how we love God。
呢个就系证明咗我哋爱神。
Do you remember the account after Easter, after the resurrection, Jesus had breakfast with Peter？
你记得吗？复活之后，耶稣同彼得有早餐。
Jesus asked him three questions。
耶稣基督问彼得三个问题。
Three exact same questions。
三个同样嘅问题。
He asked him。
佢问佢。
Do you love me？
你爱我吗？
And Peter said yes.
彼得讲对我爱你。
Jesus asked him again, "Do you love me?"
耶稣再问你爱我吗
？Peter said yes.
彼得讲系我爱你。
Imagine how frustrating it is. Jesus, I really do love you.
你谂下彼得几困惑咧？佢真系好爱神嘅。
And you remember what Jesus said to that response of yes?
但系当耶稣当彼得答佢系嘅时候，耶稣点样回应呢
？He said, "Feed my sheep."
耶稣讲喂养我嘅羊。
Feed my lamb.
喂养我的羊
Care for the people. Care for my people.
去照顾我的人民
That's why we must love one another.
因为这样我们要彼此相爱
Because we are indebted to God.
因为我们是欠了神的
But we cannot pay this debt to God except by loving others.
但是我们不可以还这个债除非我们彼此相爱
Paul says it best in Romans chapter 13.
保罗在罗马书十三章这样讲。
He told us that we are indebted to one another.
我们是彼此亏欠的。
Because we're indebted to God.
因为我们是亏欠了神。
You can't pay back to God.
你不可以还偿还给神。
The only way you pay back to me is to pay love back to one another.
唯一你可以偿还的就是彼此相爱。
Romans chapter 13, verse 8 says this.
罗马书十三章第八节这样讲。
Let's read that together.
让我们一起读。
There is only one debt that we owe each other.
我哋欠彼此嘅债只有一样。
I owed it to Patrick to love him.
我欠Patrick 嘅就系我要去爱佢。
And it's not because I'm the pastor.
唔系因为我系一个牧者。
But because I own a debt to God.
因为我欠神嘅爱。
Look at the last part of that verse.
睇下最后嘅经文最后一段。
He says this: loving one another is fulfilling.The law.
因为爱人就是完全了律法。
See, when we love one another, it's not because this person or that person is lovable.
当我爱一个人的时候，不是因为他可爱。
It's not because he has done something for me, now I'm doing something back for you.
不是因为他为我做了一些事，我现在做回一些事给他。
Ultimately, the reason why we love one another because it fulfills the law, not the law of America, but the law of God.
最终的我们知彼此相爱是因为我们要去完成不是美国的法律而是上帝的法律。
We must love one another because we love God.
我们一定要彼此相爱因为我们爱神。
And that makes it a little challenging.
这个是一些挑战对我们来说。
Because all of us sitting here are sinners.
因为我们坐在这里的全部都是罪人。
Because all of us here have something different about our personality.
因为我们都性格上面不一样。
The way we do things.
我们做事的方法不一样。
The way we communicate.
我们沟通的方法不一样。
And when two sinners get together.
当两个罪人在一起的时候。
As I found out this weekend with our youth.
今个礼拜我发现了这件事当我跟我的青少年一起的时候。
We did 30-hour famine.
我们有30小时饥馑运动。
And they're hungry.
他们很肚饿。
They're tired.
他们很累。
And it is very hard to love one another.
非常之难去彼此相爱。
And I believe it's true for every church out there in this world, it is hard to love one another.
其实对这个我们教会里面每一个人其实都非常之难去做到彼此相爱。
But yet this weekend I was reminded.
但这个的周末我被提醒。
With God's help, we can love one another.
因为神的爱我们可以做到。
Because last night when we finished our 30-hour famine,
昨晚当我们完成了30小时饥馑运动的时候。
We have some lovely sisters of our church from the Cantonese small group to cook food for the youth.
To break fast. 有些的广东堂的姊妹们很有爱心的为我们这些青少年煮晚餐。
And I also saw earlier in the day when we were working at the new church,
亦都响之后早上嘅时候，我哋响新教会里面帮忙嘅时候
，many members of our church，
好多教会会有
，young and old，
年老嘅、年幼嘅
，Chinese speaking、English speaking，
讲中文、讲英文嘅
，working together， helping one another. That's what God's love is about. And we owe it to one another. Because ultimately we owe it to God. So I want to challenge us. Don't let age. Don't let cultural background. Don't let language. Be a barrier for us to learn to love one another. Because that leads to our final reason. Because when we love one another, because God is love, because we love one another, because we return love to God, and finally with the third reason is that when we love one another, the world sees God. We don't love one another because of one another. Because there is a world out there that hasn't seen God. They can't see God. They have no picture of who God is. And the only way for them to see God is when they see you and I interact together. When you and I love one another, we became a picture of who God is for the non-believers.
So
verse 12. John ended in this portion saying this. Let's read that together. Look at what John said. No one has ever seen God. This is not the first time the Apostle John wrote that exact same sentence. Because this Apostle John who wrote this letter also wrote the Gospel of John. From the very beginning of that good news, the Gospel of John, he wrote in verse 18.
And
here's what he says. Let's read that together. No one has ever seen God. And John, in the Gospel of John, answered that question. If no one has ever seen God, how can we see God? You know, how do we see God? In John chapter 1, John said, he sent his own son on earth. Here's what it says. Verse 14. Let's read that. When the world cannot see God, God sent his own son, become flesh and blood, real person. To live among us. To show us who God is. He lived 30 years of his life to show exactly who God is to us. At the end of his life, we saw God's holiness. We saw God's love through his son. While we cannot physically see him, he literally brought his own son into the world to live that life for us to see. Then it will only make sense.
所以在这一点上面,
that when he left,
当他走的时候,
when Jesus went back up to heaven,
当耶稣基督回到天家的时候
，He called you and I to do the exact same thing.
佢要你同埋我做佢所做嘅嘢。
Every believer of Jesus Christ are called to represent God in this world.
每一个信主嘅人都需要喺呢个世界上边代表耶稣基督。
At the end of every single gospel in the Bible.
在圣经的每一卷福音书后面
They all end with a command and a charge for us believers.
全部都是以一个命令以一个呼召来作结的
I want us to read all four of these together.
我们希望大家一起来读这个四节
Let's read the first one for Matthew.
这个是马太福音最后第十九节
Ready, one, two, three.
一、二、三。使万民作我的门徒。马可福音十六章第五节，他又对他们说：你们要往普天下去，传福音给万民听。路加福音二十四章四十五到四十七节。约翰福音二十章二十一节，
耶稣又对他们说：愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣了你们。
See, the story of Easter did not end last weekend.
所以复活节嘅故事唔系上个礼拜就结束。
Because the story of Easter actually is the beginning of your calling and my calling in our lives.
因为复活节的结束正正就成了你和我生命里面的一个呼召。
The reason why Jesus died for you and me, the reason why Jesus resurrected for you and me,
耶稣之所以为你我而死，为你我而复活，
is not only to give us salvation.
不单只是给我们救赎。
But it is to call us to love one another so that the world will also receive the same salvation.
而是要我们彼此相爱，让这个世界都可以看到救赎。
And that's how we can apply our Easter experience last week.
因此我们可以将我们上个礼拜复活节的经验在我们的生活里面落实。
I've seen many of you work in our new church.
我们看到当中很多弟兄姊妹在新教会里面帮忙。
I think it looks a little different now.This is an old picture.
这个是我们教会的旧相。
I just want us, as we look at this picture, I want you to imagine.
我想你们望着这幅图画，然后想一下。
Imagine a new, a non-believer coming to this church.
想一下一个未信主的人来到这个教会。
They've seen husband and wife in this church really love one another.
他看到夫妇彼此相爱。
Not perfect couples.But they love one another, committed to one another.
不是完美的，但是彼此相爱，彼此委身。
Imagine people coming into this church and see children and parents have a good relationship.
看下那些未信主人入到来，看到父母和子女之间有好的关系。
Not because they're perfect by any stretch of the imagination.
不是这个世界想到他们怎样完美。
But there's respect, there's care, there's support for one another.
而是彼此尊重，彼此支持，彼此相爱。
Imagine someone from the community coming into this church, realizing that this church loves the community so much that they are willing to serve their needs.
当一些社区人士来到这个教会，看到这个教会彼此相爱，也都愿意去服侍这个社区。
And imagine if the community comes into this church and realize there are three congregations, but they've never seen a three congregation can love each other so deeply, in spite of age, in spite of language, in spite of upbringing.
看下社区的人士来到这里，看到我们有三个不同语言的会众，但是这三个不同的语言的会众不会因为年纪，不会因为文化，不会因为言语而不彼此相爱。
They see older saints caring for the younger.
他看到长辈爱后辈。
Grandparents caring for other children who are young.
祖父母会爱其他比其他年纪轻嘅。
Children serving those who are older.
小孩子去服侍长辈。
And imagine.
谂下。
If the community of people who don't know Jesus.
如果呢个社区嘅人唔认识神。
Feel so welcome by this group of people.
然后。入到嚟嘅时候，觉得我哋非常之欢迎佢哋。
They've seen examples upon examples of love.
佢哋睇到一而再、再而三睇到爱嘅例子。
How can they not want the Jesus that we believe in?
佢哋点会唔希望得到我哋所相信嘅神呢
？How can they not see that Jesus is real？
佢哋点可以唔相信佢哋睇唔到嘅神系何等嘅真实
？Because we know that the world that the love that the world offers is nothing in comparison to what we've experienced from God。
因为呢个世界所俾佢哋嘅爱，比起神对我哋嘅爱系无与，即系唔可以比较嘅。
This is why loving one another is so so important。
正因如此，彼此相爱系何等嘅重要。
Because that is the way we're going to carry out Jesus' mission for our life.
因为呢一个系我哋将耶稣基督嘅命令喺呢个世界落实嘅一个途径。
I want to share this passage with us.
我希望同大家分享以下一段嘅经文。
Because I share this message with us to call us to love one that is not because we're not doing this.
我之所以同大家分享，唔系因为我哋冇咁样做。
I've seen a time and time again how this church have loved on one another.
我好多次咁样睇到，不停咁睇到我哋呢个教会系彼此相爱嘅教会。
In fact, we shared earlier on Friday in our sister's Allison's funeral.
好似上个礼拜五喺我哋嘅姊妹 Allison 嘅追思礼拜里面。
I was looking out.
当我睇到嘅时候
，just how many brothers and sisters were there to support the family and remember our sister.
我睇到我哋好多嘅弟兄姊妹嚟到去支持呢一个嘅家庭，去吓。
When a non-believer sees that,
当一啲非信徒睇到嘅时候
，we are really like a family.
我哋真系好似一个家庭。
But I think the task that Jesus calls us to do
呢一个就系上帝要我哋做嘅任务
，requires us to love each other even more.
我哋要更多嘅彼此相爱。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 says this.
帖撒罗尼加前书四章九到十节咁讲，我哋一齐读啊。论到不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。你们看马其顿全地的众弟兄固然不是这样，但我更加。
I thank God that our church loves one another.
我为我哋教会能够彼此相爱而感谢神。
But Paul's command.
保罗咁样劝勉我哋。
Says do this.
做呢样。
More and more.
更多做得更多。
For our church to fulfill the great commission in this community.
让我哋嘅教会能够喺我呢个社区里面完成大使命。
We need to do this more.
我哋需要更多嘅彼此相爱。
More and more.
更多嘅彼此相爱。
I want to share one application for you。
我希望可以同大家分享一个应用，点样将呢啲经文应用喺我哋生活上边。
Our youth，
我哋嘅青少年
，they're learning to do this。
佢哋学紧彼此相爱。
They're learning how they can serve their community。
佢哋学紧点样去服侍呢个社区。
That's one of the reasons why they did the 30-hour famine。
亦都因为呢个原因，佢哋参加三十饥紧运动。
As a way of for them to raise fund for to meet the global hunger problem.
去可以佢哋可以因藉住饥紧三十去为一啲世界贫乏饥饿嘅儿童筹款。
For many years, they just come to ask you, can you donate some money?
好多年，佢哋都系嚟到你嘅面前话，希望你能够做一啲嘅奉献。
But this year, we're going to do something different.
但今年我哋做一啲唔同嘅嘢。
On your way out when you leave the sanctuary，
当你离开呢个大堂嘅时候
，there is a board outside。
有一个好大嘅壁报板。
Our youth yesterday spent some time writing down different services that they are willing to offer to do for you and your family at a cost。
我哋嘅青少年咧，写低佢哋可以为你或者你嘅家庭做啲乜嘢咧，要付钱嘅。
And there's $10, $20, $30, $40, and $50。
有十蚊到五十蚊。
But all that money is not going into their pocket.
但系嗰啲钱唔系袋入佢个袋嘅。
All those money is going to go to World Vision to support those who are.
所有嘅钱将会去到宣明会支持世界嘅贫困儿童。
So I want to encourage you to support our youth.
我希望你能够支持我哋嘅青少年。
And support their commitment to want to serve those who are in need.
亦都支持佢哋愿意去帮助一啲有需要嘅人呢一个嘅心智。
Paul says this.
保罗咁讲。
Do this more and more.
做更多嘅彼此相爱，更多。
Let us love one another more and more.
让我哋更多嘅彼此相爱。
Let's pray together.
让我哋一齐祷告。
Heavenly Father.
亲爱嘅天父。
We are so grateful for your love for us.
我哋为到你对我哋嘅爱献上感恩。
God, we cannot imagine really put words in just how deep you love us.
God,
we're not deserving of your love.
We
are your enemies. Without you giving us faith, we can't even believe in you. Oh God, I pray that that understanding of love, that mystery of love was so planted in our hearts. So that when we work with other people, when we interact with others, when we serve with one another, that out of your love for us, it will overflow to others. God, we know we cannot love on our own. We don't have the strength to love one another. But God, give us strength.
神啊,
give us your love. When you love us, even when we're not lovable.
让我们能够, 用你的爱,
so God, help to build this church.
神啊,
may our church be a church marked with your love and your love to others.
让你的教会是充满着你的爱,
so that all men may know
所以,
that you are God.
你是神.
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
多謝